أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أرسلنا موسى بآياتنا وسلطان مبين إلى فرعون وملئه فاتبعوا أمر فرعون وما أمر فرعون برشيد. يقدم قومه يوم القيامة فأوردهم النار وبئس الوذ المورود. وأتبعوا في هذه لعنة ويوم القيامة بئس الرفد المرفود. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayat number 96, 97, 98 and 99 of Surah Hud. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about those Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam of the past, beginning from Sayyidina Nuh alayhi as-salatu was-salam, right up to Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about the different aspects with regards to their people not believing in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا وَسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. Certainly we had sent Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam bi ayatina, with our signs, our verses, wa sultanin mubin, and the manifest, the open authority. And that was the miracles that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed upon Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in doing all of this, the signs were so clear, the miracles of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam were so clear, anyone who would have seen it would have immediately believed that this is a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they would have accepted the message of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Yes, specifically Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ila fir'auna wa mala'i. We sent Musa alayhi salam to Fir'aun and the courtiers of Fir'aun. Allah Ta'ala makes special mention about Fir'aun. That was a mission on its own, that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wassalam was sent particularly to Fir'aun to invite him towards the oneness of Allah, the Tawheed of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We all know that Fir'aun himself had claimed to be a god, and he said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَىٰ. But apart from that, different signs were shown to him, different miracles were shown to him. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam spoke to him in the best of ways to try to make him understand. وَمَلَئِهِ, and also the courtiers of Fir'aun. Now the truth is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to the entire people. But here particular mention is made about Fir'aun and his courtiers, that if they would have accepted, then the people down there would have accepted very easily. And if they didn't accept, and the people accepted, then they would have had great difficulties. So that is why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions Fir'aun and the courtiers of Fir'aun. Thereafter Allah says, فَاتَّبَعُوا أَمْرَ فِرْعَوْنَ. Then they followed the order of Fir'aun. The people didn't follow Musa alayhi salam. They didn't accept the command of Allah. They didn't accept the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They chose to remain on that path where they followed Fir'aun. And then Allah says, وَمَا أَمْرُ فِرْعَوْنَ بِرَشِيدٍ. And the command, the order of Fir'aun had no value. It had no guidance. There was no direction in it. And here probably Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also wants us to understand and realize that there are many paths in this world. The one path will lead to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that one path will take us to Jannah, that one path alone is sirat mustaqim. But besides that, wala tattabi'u subul, there are many various paths, many different invitations, the invitation of shaitan, the forces of shaitan. And here Allah Ta'ala wants to show this, can give this message, that there was this way of Musa alayhi salam towards Allah Ta'ala, and of course Fir'aun, the path of arrogance and disbelief And the people followed Fir'aun and left Musa alayhi salam. يَقْدُمُ قَوْمَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Allah Ta'ala says in this way, He will have the leadership of the people, and on the day of Qiyamah, He will also lead the people. فَأَوْرَدَهُمُ النَّارِ And He will lead them to the fire of Jahannam. That is the way that He is going to lead them. وَبِئِسَ الْوِرْدُ الْمَوْرُودِ And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that it is a very, very abasing, a very difficult place to be. In other words, a landing place that they will be, and that is the fire of Jahannam. وَأُدْبِعُوا فِي هَذِهِ لَعْنَةً وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that they will be pursued. In this world, they will be pursued with the lana and the curse of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and also on the day of Qiyamah, it will be no different, it will be worse, that they will have the curses of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, بِئْسَ الرِّفْدُ الْمَرْفُودِ And it is an evil reward that they will receive. Now here Allah Ta'ala uses this word reward for the simple reason is that they were always after what Fir'aun would offer to them. Fir'aun offered them the world, Fir'aun would bribe them, tempt them towards materialistic things, and the people were always chasing after the material things that Fir'aun would give, would offer, would bribe. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala uses this word also, rift, which means a prize. That what is a person looking for at the end of his effort? He's looking for the remuneration, he's looking for the prize. So hence Allah Ta'ala says, that will be then the ultimate end of the people, and that will be the fire of Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.